nothing new to us. John chapter 15, verse number 4. Amen. The Bible said here, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. Yeah. That sixth verse there, the Bible said, if a man abide in me, he is cast forth. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch.
Yes.
And is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Read just a little bit in the book of just a few pages over in chapter 10, verse number 28. In John chapter 10, verse number 28. Two more very familiar verses, I'm sure, to every one of us. John 10 and 28. The Bible said here, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Out of my Father's hand. Amen. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Maybe just read just a little more, a few more verses in Acts chapter 28. And the third verse, a very familiar scripture here, Acts 28, verse number 3. Amen. The Bible said here, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way? Pray that the Lord help us right here tonight. I do thank you, Lord, for another opportunity. I thank you for another privilege of being here. Oh, I realize I'm nothing without you, Lord. I realize I can do nothing without you. I pray that you'd anoint our feeble lips of clay and give us words that are fitly spoken. I pray you'd move in the altars. I pray you'd touch each and every heart, each and every life. Meet with us, Lord. Do a work right here among us. And we praise you for it, Lord, for you deserve all the praise and the honor and the glory. It's in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. If the Lord help us for just a little while, I'd love to try to preach to us just a simple message on don't get picked up.
Come on,
don't get picked up. Jesus said there where we read in chapter 15, he said, I am the vine.
Right.
Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. The way the verse number 6 there reads, it sounds like that there are men out looking for these branches and these sticks, if you will. For the Bible said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them.
Yes.
And we know that the Bible told us in one place that, what? Know ye not that your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I don't believe He just looks for those that are lost. I believe He looks in the church as well as He looks out in the world. I believe He'll come to every man, woman, boy, and girl at some time or another, and probably many times in their life, and pull on them. As Jesus is saying here, He said, I'm the vine, and ye are the branches. And if you abide in Me, you will be safe there. Of the Father's hand. He said, My Father is greater than all, and no man can pluck you out of My Father's hands. And so if the Lord's telling us that, then He's telling us that there is somebody that will try to pull on us. There's somebody that will come and try to tug on us. How we can go about this life. And I guess we hear all the time about somebody maybe getting away and running away from their family, running away from their parents, and they get on the side of a street, or they get on an interstate somewhere, and somebody comes by and they say, get in the vehicle with me. And there might be a little hesitation there. I don't know if I want to ride with you. Come on, get in this vehicle with me. I believe it was the brother down there, Brother Bailey told me, that when he was just a young boy, he was walking through Flatwoods, that little town, and somebody come and said, get in this car with me, and I'll give you a lift to where you're going. And he said he didn't really know about it, but that man got him in there. And when he got him in there, he found out he's wanting to do bad things unto me. He's got bad intentions. He's got bad desires. And that's the way this life is. There's always somebody looking for someone, whether it be a child or on up to a grown up. The Bible said, no man can pluck us out of the Father's hand. So we must realize He's going to come and try to pull and tug on each and every one of our hearts. Hey, you remember the story of Samson? The Bible said that Delilah was there. And she kept asking him one question. And her question was, tell me wherein thy great strength lies. Why do you want to know that, Delilah? Why do you want to know where my great strength is? For all your life, Samson, the Philistines have one desire. They've got one goal, and that is to kill you, son. That's to bring you down and put you in prison. They've tried this. They've tried something else. They've got in their planning rooms, and they've schemed, and they've devised. But as long as that Spirit of the Lord moves upon your heart, there ain't nothing they can do with you. And I want to know where your great strength is. We pulled on you, and we can't pull you from the church. We can't pull you from the Spirit of the Lord. But if you'll tell us how to cut you off that vine, if you'll tell us how to separate you from the power of God and from the prayers of the saints, we'll pluck you, son. We'll put you in prison. And we'll do bad and awful things to you. I'd love to tell us there's one protection, and it's us being in the Lord and connecting to Him. And the devil knows when we're really in the vine. You don't want Him picking you up when you're outside of the grace and the protection of Jesus Christ. And there is a time when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also with them. And the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in all the earth, perfect, upright. He fears me and he eschews evil. And the Bible said the devil spoke and he said, have you not built a hedge
round about him. Well, I've been pulling on him hard. I've been trying him each and every day. And if he wasn't connected to you, I'd done tore him apart. But since he's connected to you, I just can't get him away from that vine. Just like Moses when he saw that burning bush, he said, I've got to see a great sight. Well, that bush is on fire, but it is not consumed. I'll tell you why. He was connected to God, and God was in him, and he was in God. But if you get away from the Lord, and that fire comes, it will burn you. Paul's got one desire. I'm looking for sticks. If I pull on one, and it's connected to a tree, I'll leave it alone. But if I find one that ain't connected, I'll pick it up. What are you going to do with it? I'm going to put it on the fire. I'd love to tell us the devil is a plan for keeps. We've got to make sure, as the Bible said, make your calling and election sure. Make sure you're where you need to be with God. Oh, I feel the good Holy Ghost. I'm not so ignorant to send my little daughter to town by herself. There ain't no way I'd go to them here, Brother Sloan, and give them my billfold and say, y'all walk down to that store way down there. I know it's out of my eyesight. I know it's so far away that if something did happen, I wouldn't have time to run to you. And I wouldn't have time to help you. If somebody were to stop and grab you, I couldn't fight them off because I couldn't see you. And I couldn't get to you in time. There ain't no way I'd tell them to go that far out of my eyesight. But in the spiritual. And I wouldn't tell them that because they don't know. They're not understanding. And they just don't think bad of people. Why, if somebody just pulled over and talked to them, they'd think they're just like church people. They wouldn't harm me for nothing. They'd be gullible, if you will. And a lot of times in the spirit, we are that way. We go in places and we get away from our prayers and we get away from the preaching of the word and we feel like I'll be okay. But we need to understand there's somebody out there that wants to pick us up. As Jesus said, every branch that's not in me, that's not connected, they are cast out and they get to begin to wither. They begin to get cold. They begin to get indifferent and men gather them up easily. I'm here to tell us, outside of Christ, we are no match for the temptations of this life. The only way to deny it and resist it is to be in Christ, to be where you need to be in the Lord. And if not, you will be picked up. Can you see that? Somebody walk through the woods, pulling on every branch. He don't have respect of branches. He don't have respect of trees. While that one's from a holiness church, I won't mess with it. While that one's from another kind of church, I surely won't mess with it. He don't care what kind of church. He's just going to pull on it. And if it moves the least little bit, then he's going to pull a little harder. You see, Delilah didn't leave Samson alone. The Bible said, first of all, she said, where does your great strength lie? He looked at her and said, well, if you'll just put some new ropes on me and tie me up, I'll be like any other man. And she tied him up there, and he woke up. She said, the Philistines be on you. Do you see her desire? They were already waiting there to kill him. And the Bible said he arose, shook himself. He's still close enough to the Lord. God moved on him, and he broke them ropes, and he got out of a bad situation, and he went right back there. And she started crying. Why did you mock me this one time? Don't you love me? Don't you care for me? Where does your strength lie? She seen that branch move just a little bit, and she realized, if I can keep pulling, I'll get him away from that spirit. I'll get him away from the power of God. And if I can do that, I'll just take him apart. I'll put him in prison. I'll pluck out his eyes. time you're trying to preach to us. Don't get picked up. When the devil comes around, he knows if you move and it's temptation. He knows if you move and it's battle and it's trial. And if you move, he's going to pull again. He may leave for a while, but he'll be back to pull. Woo! Feel the Holy Ghost. What Samson should have done is realize, hey, I didn't like that cold hand that I felt pulling on me. And I shouldn't have even moved. But I did move a little bit. I got bound a little bit. They did tie me up. I need to get back in that vine and get connected back to the Lord so that knot never gets tied on me. So that rope don't even get put around me. I'm glad I broke it, but I'd much rather never have that rope put around me. I'm glad I didn't say yes to that temptation, but I'd much rather not even have that temptation. I'm glad I made it through that awful spot, but I'd much rather not even be in that awful spot. I believe there is a difference in being tempted and entering into temptation. For the Bible said, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. You don't need to be in a place that you know I will be tempted here. We'll be tried here. If you get in that place, you're asking for trouble. If you know, if I go through that door, I'm going to face something that'll pull in my heart. Don't go through that door. Hear me. And if it pulls on your heart, you need to realize somebody's pulling on this branch, and I don't want this branch to burn. Let me get back and say, grab me, find me, put me in the vine, give me the power. Let's stay right. Saul, how one writer wrote and said, how has the mighty fallen? The mighty won't fall if they'll stay in his might. The mighty fall when they get out of the vine. It's real easy to pick that branch. I remember years ago, and I'm hurrying. I remember years ago reading a little story about a daddy that took his son camping, and he had a bundle of sticks that's tied together with a rope or whatever he had them tied together with, and he told that son, he is, I'm going to go out there and check his trot lines, what it was he's doing. I want you to break this bundle of sticks and have them all broke when I get back. And that boy, you know, he hurt himself kicking it and hitting it with his arm, bruised himself all up. And his daddy got back and said, son, what's the matter? And daddy, I couldn't break one of them sticks. And the daddy went over there, untied them. And he took one stick up and easily broke it. Took another stick up and easily broke it. Took another stick up and easily broke it. That's what I'm trying to preach. Don't get picked up. You don't even want to get picked up. If you'll stay in the bundle, if you'll stay in the vine, the Bible said in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. And Jesus said, if a branch get out of me, if a branch get away from me, it's going to be picked up. And when it's picked up, it knows one thing. I'm headed to the fire. I'm headed to the slaughter. Hear me. But the thing to do is say, Lord, let me get back in the vine. Let the altar and let your spirit put its strength back in me. I don't want to get picked up. I don't want to get in that car. It's going to take me down a bad road. But I want to stay in the fellowship of the Lord and in the grace of God. My wife would get us a song. It's cold. It's raining. Paul is tired. It's dark. He's not getting any certain kind of stick. He's grabbing every one of them he can. It's dark spiritually. It's cold spiritually. He's not really looking at what kind of stick he's grabbing. He just wants every stick he can get his hands on. Now, if you're in the Lord, you ain't got nothing to worry about. He's not going to be able to pluck you away. But if you're laying right outside his hand, you got much to worry about. If you're right outside his grace, you got much to worry about. Well, how do I know that? We really know. We really know in our hearts. Well, I really ain't been doing what I know I need to do. I've heard so many testify. I heard one just recently. And their testimony was this. I know I hadn't been reading like I need to read. I know I hadn't been praying like I need to pray. I know I have not been doing what I need to do. But I thank the Lord. You don't need to thank the Lord. You need to be asking the Lord, help me to start reading like I need to read. Help me to start praying like I need to pray. Help me to start doing what I need to do. For there's a hand that's reaching for sticks. And if he grabs me when I'm not doing what I need to do, he might just pick me up. And I don't want that feeling to come over my heart, to feel that rope around me, and to feel that thing in my hand. As they begin to cut, and Samson shook himself, and the power didn't come. And then the Philistines, one by one, begin to hit him, and begin to touch him, and begin to pluck his eyes out. And he realized, I've been picked up, and they're taking me to a bad place. Hear me, you don't want to be in their hand, and the way not to be there is to stay in God's hand, in God's house, in God's altar. Oh, I feel Holy Ghost. Brother Meyer, we think that trip was a lie. From the live path to the Philistine prison. As they're hollering, screaming, laughing. This is a man that we've been wanting for a long time. Oh, don't worry, Samson. You got some things waiting on you. You remember why Saul wanted his armor bearer to kill him? You remember what the Bible said? When he looked at that boy and said, take your sword out, son. Fall on me, kill me. I can't do that. You're the king. And Saul said, kill me, lest these uncircumcised come and take me and abuse me. They do bad things to Jews. They do bad things to God's people, and especially one as high up as a king. And the Bible said, we have been made kings and priests unto our God. You don't want to get picked up. You don't want to get picked up. Hear me just a little while. And he really don't care what house he picks it out of. He really don't care what church he gets a stick out of. He really don't care what family he gets a stick out of. He really don't care what heritage he gets a stick out of. He really don't care what upbringing he gets a stick out of. He really don't care what pastor's congregation he gets a stick out of. He's just looking. Can I grab this one? If I pull on Job, I just can't pull him off. Well, I'll move on to his son. I'll move on to his daughter. I'll move on to his neighbor. I'll move on to his aunt. I'll move on to the next state. Hear me. I'm trying to preach nice. Jesus said men are gathering sticks. And if you're not in me, they're going to find you. They're going to pick you up. It's just a matter of time. They're evil. They're wicked. And they've got bad desires. But if you stay in Christ, you are saved.
Stand with us if you'll be. Children are so vulnerable because they're not looking for evil. But evil takes a lot of them precious little children because they didn't know that's what was going to happen. It hurts me when I see
precious young ones in the church.
Yes.
There's one on my mind right now from our church down there. God help him. Prayed for him today. God help him. He don't realize it, Brother Mike, but there's somebody pulling on that branch.
Right. Right.
Whether you're old in the Lord or especially if you're young in the Lord, some of them things that don't look so bad. Oh, if you only realize it's trying to pull you away from the vine. It's trying to pull you away from the joy you found. From the God that met you right here in this place. And if I could, I'd take some kind of fly swatter or something and knock that hand off that young man I'm talking about. And if I could, that's what I'm trying to do tonight. Knock that hand away from you. If I could be where Solomon was at, I wouldn't just watch that young man get caught in a mistake. I believe I'd open the window and I'd holler, run to the vine, run to the altar, run to the Lord. As the Bible said, straightway he goeth after her, as a bird hasteth to the snare, as a fool to the correction of the stocks, or as a sheep is led to the slaughter, yet a dart shot through his liver, and knoweth not, and it is for his life. Get in the vine, get in Christ, and grab hold to him, and don't let go. Well, my wife says, this altar's open. Would you like to come? Don't get picked up. Would you come up here, Lord, and say, Lord, just help me not to get picked up. Help me, Lord, not to be pulled away from you. For there's a lot of pulling going on. But in Christ, you'll be saved. Would you like to come, everyone that will? While my wife sings, this altar's open. While these are coming, will you join us? Don't get pulled. Don't get picked up.
Lord,
don't get picked
up.
For they're looking for somebody. He goes about searching. He goes about looking. He goes about trying. He'll try the weak just like he'll try the strong. He pulled on Job, but he found out Job's in the vine. Job's in the Father's hands. Oh, what will he find about us? What will he find about us? Every man that abideth not in the vine is cast out and withereth, and men pick them up. Every vine, every person that is outside of his protection will be picked up in time. Oh, Lord, put me in your vine. Put me in your presence. Put me in your plan. Put me in your altar. Oh.